Favorite Morning Show Topics podcast for Tuesday, December 17th. Chelsea Lynn, I look towards you. Do you have one?
No.
You don't have a favorite topic? Do you have a topic we talked about all morning?
No.
Why don't you talk about me with the car? You seem to enjoy that.
Okay. No, I want to do the feel-good story.
Oh, let's do the feel-good story. All right.
So there was a man who grew up in poverty in Virginia. And he went back to the apartment complex that he used to live in, and he gave the kids that live there $12,000 worth of toys.
Filling up a 26-foot trailer.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Bikes, balls, remote control cars, all sorts of great stuff.
Yay.
I think it's a good reminder for us, too. You don't have to give away, though, $12,000 worth of toys to make a difference. I mean, even just donating, like, clothes that you don't use anymore.
Yeah.
So, or volunteer your time. So a lot of great opportunities with that. Let's see, Chelsea, I did think that talking about the having your heat on at night.
I knew it.
Did you think it was interesting or not?
Yeah, I did.
You did? Okay. So if you wake up, I'll give you the skinny on this. Basically, if you wake up in the morning and you don't feel good, dry mouth, dehydrated, headache and all that, it's possible you have it too warm in your room.
Yep.
And there was basically a study that was done and said, look, a lot of people wake up sweating in the middle of the night. They are dry mouth, not feeling good. And if you just turned your heat down,
you'd feel better.
Because your body temperature fluctuates quite a bit throughout the night. So if you go to bed and it's like, oh, it's toasty warm in here. It's so nice. You fall asleep. You wake up 3 hours later, a mess. That's why. And then you wake up in the morning, you don't feel good. And it can take you 2 hours to get, you know, stop from feeling dry mouth and all that. So,
although the article is very deceiving.
Deceiving?
It says to turn off your heat. I don't think that's a good idea.
No, don't turn off your... It depends on how, you know, cold it is. So for us in the winter, you wouldn't want to turn off your heat. But definitely 67 is what I've heard. Doesn't do any good, though, when Chelsea cranks her heated blanket on high. It throws everything off. So favorite topics of the morning. Talk to you tomorrow for Wednesday.